I am joined on the phone line right now by my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Well, boy, last night we saw a lot, and we're getting into the meat of things now. And let's just start off with the very first one-on-one. Chelsea, the single mom, what did you think of that date right there with Ari?
It was a good date. They went on a big yacht and spent the day jet skiing and stuff like that. And then they had dinner, you know, that night. She's okay, I guess. She's not bad. I just don't really see them as a couple. I kind of felt bad for her, the story, you know, of how she got there, kind of. But I'm really not a huge Chelsea fan.
Well, we're on the same wavelength there. They had their date. They ended up in like a car museum or something. And then we went on a big group date. And the group date went bowling. And I just want to say one thing. It totally grossed me out because I've seen a lot of things in my day. I've seen a lot of goofy dudes do a lot of goofy things, but I've never seen a dude lick a bowling ball. I don't know, Joy. After that, I was like, I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to lick a toilet or a bowling ball? It's both about the same.
It's basically the same, yeah. He licked the finger hole of the bowling ball. Who does that?
I don't know. I want to think that, you know, Ari is a super cool guy. He's a race car driver, but licking a bowling ball, I don't know anymore. I digress. We went on and what started off as like a friendly bowling game with all the girls, it turned heated, didn't it?
Yeah, they had, I think, a pink team and a blue team. And it was supposed to be that whichever team won got the rest of the date with Ari. Crystal's team won. And so then after the fact, he said, you know, maybe we should just all enjoy the group date tonight. And she threw a big old hissy fit and was calling him a liar. And I guess she threw a big fit on the bus on the way home. And then she ended up not going that night.
And what was frustrating to me is it's all about Crystal. Crystal this, Crystal that, Crystal light, whatever. And so he goes and checks on her. And that was her plan. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's manipulative and she does whatever she can to get time. She knew that there were girls on that date that had a better connection and she wasn't going to get the time she needed. So that was her way, I think, to get him to come up there.
Yeah.
However, I mean, he did. He left the other girls and went to talk to her right off the bat. But he basically said, you know what? You just stay here and know that I'm not happy with you.
Yeah.
Along those lines. And he left. So I was happy about that, at least. I just am so ready to see her go. I wish he would send her home.
Yeah, I thought for sure last night she was going to go home, but she did not. And that's frustrating because if it's this bad right now, if you're throwing hissy fits right now, well, what's going to happen when you get married?
Yeah. She says, but it's our first fight. He was like, it may be our last.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Definitely not wife material, period.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's thinking, but we went on a one-on-one date, and I think America loves Tia. And they went on like an airboat ride in the Everglades. But what are your thoughts on, you know, this Southern gal?
I like Tia a lot. I mean, she does. She reminds me a lot of Raven. Mm-hmm. And I do like her. I just don't see them as a couple. Mm-hmm. To me, they're so different. Like, I just can't picture them together.
My observation last night, one of my biggest ones is number one, the Bachelor, Ari, licked a bowling ball. He licked a bowling ball. And then he's still kissing everybody. He kisses everybody. Do they know he licked a bowling ball? That's the deal.
I don't know.
It's just gross. All the kissing, and it's just French kissing. And I'm like, good grief, and you licked a bowling ball. So anyway, they had the rose ceremony. He sent three of them home. I forgot who he sent home. It really don't matter because Crystal is still there.
It's very obvious that everyone is annoyed by Crystal receiving a rose. Everyone else deserves a rose more than Crystal does.
I don't understand it, Joy. You know what I mean? I just don't understand.
Yeah, I feel like she's one of those that, you know, the producers make him keep. I really wish he hadn't.
All right, so moving forward here, next week on ABC's The Bachelor, I guess they're going to Paris. Are you still thinking Kendall?
Yeah, I really like her. She is so crazy. Like, she said last night she would taste human meat. Like, yeah. She is such an oddball, but I like her. She's funny, and she's got that goofiness that he has. Like, I see them really connecting, but she's very smart. She's intelligent. She's articulate. Like, when she, you know, kind of went up against Crystal,
mm-hmm.
I think she defeated her with her words. Like, she's very good with her words. I really like Kendall, and I'd like to see her go very far.
All right, there it is, the most unrealistic reality show in all of TV. My wife and I recap it for you every Tuesday morning right here. My love, Nurse Joy, you have a wonderful day, and I love you very much.
I love you, too.
There you go. It's the Bachelor Update. We do it for you every Tuesday morning. And, yeah, Crystal's got to go. However, she's going to Paris with him. Yeah, it's tough. We'll see what happens here. And licking a bowling ball. That's a first in TV history, I think. Maybe just wanted to be first. Scotty McCreary right now. Good morning.